We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Not holding the elevator door. Saying God bless you after only the first sneeze. Leaving just a mouthful of juice in the container.
Our world is overflowing with savages.
Team PXY explore the fine line between acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery.
It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
Today's Savage or Sensible, bringing your 12-year-old to a Bills game and tailgate. Again, if you missed it earlier, here's what a mom wrote to us on Facebook over the weekend, saying, I was hoping you guys could do a Savage or Sensible for me. I'm currently in an argument with my husband because he thinks it's a good idea to bring our 12-year-old daughter to the Bills home opener. I might be okay with them just going to the game, but he's also planning on bringing her to a tailgate party that one of his, quote, idiot friends is throwing.
I love how you're pressing the, quote, idiot friend.
I think that's a big part of this, though. She adds that she thinks it's totally inappropriate for a child to be in a place like that. What she wants to know, is her husband right? And she's just being overprotective. So a lot of people are jumping in on this at 222-9800 and the Club PXY Safe text line at 69822. We'll get to you in a second. Hang on. But Breeze,
it's so
not a shocker. You're going with sensible on this one.
Of course I'm going sensible, Corey. And you know what? As a parenting expert, I've done a lot of research
yes.
on this.
Yes,
and I've dug a little deeper, okay?
Uh-huh. Right.
Because it's hard in these streets. You know, I don't have children of my own, but I do consider myself a parenting expert.
Right.
So I have to
keep saying that.
I have to put a little more research on the back end.
You keep saying it more. Maybe it'll become true.
It is true. But uh-huh. I have actually some parents backing me right now.
Okay. All right. Do tell.
On the Club PXY safe text line at 69822. Well, you would be amazed at what 12-year-olds know. It's called movies and YouTube, people. Look it up. Wow, shade.
Yeah.
I do.
So, but why do you want to add to the problem?
Do you think it's sensible? Because they're too young to even really understand or witness the stuff at the pregame and really register it for what's going on. I agree with that as well.
So they don't realize that there's incredibly intoxicated people just falling through tables all around them?
Why would you want to miss out on some daddy-daughter bonding time?
There's plenty of other daddy-daughter bonding experiences you can do.
You could be like, hey, sweetie, look at that idiot over there. That we don't do stuff like that. It'll be a great learning lesson. It'll be a great stepping stone.
You're rolling the dice, though, because one of two things will happen. They will see that and be like, I don't want to be like that. Or the more likely scenario is they see adults acting that way and think, oh, that's how adults act. I can act that way.
No, because you're going to be a good dad and you're going to step up to the plate and be like, little Sally, listen, this is not what we do here.
Some texts coming through saying, savage, this one, I'm a female. And the things that come out of men's mouths is absolutely ridiculous. No way. The drunk level is crazy. Fun, yes, but not for 12-year-olds. This is an interesting text, Breeze.
Okay.
This texter saying, my husband flat out absolutely refused to take our 13-year-old daughter to the Bills game because of the behavior that goes on there. If it was me who got to decide, I would have no problem with it, and I'm the mom. So that's interesting to me.
Yeah.
And I guess overprotective dad coming into play here, because it's the exact opposite of what's happening for the mom that wrote into us for Savage or Sensible.
I feel like this specific scenario is splitting families. They're just evenly divided. Either one parent's on board and the other one's completely against it, or flip-flop. And I think we need to come together as a unit here, parents.
Oh, yeah?
Parents.
Decide where you stand, what age is acceptable for going to the Bills tailgate.
I think 12 is great. I think 12 ballpark is a great age. Anything younger than
it's
that.
It's a great age?
How?
Yeah. What grade is a 12-year-old in?
7th grade. 6th grade. 7th grade.
Okay.
What?
A little early, don't you think? Not even in middle. Barely in middle school.
They are in middle school.
Barely.
This is the transition that they need. They need to open their eyes. Don't we have some calls
open
coming?
Open their eyes. Yeah, 222-9800. Nick from Rochester, Savage or Sensible, to bring your 12-year-old to a Bills game and tailgate.
Oh, come on. You being very ridiculous. Insensible. I've been bringing my son since he was 7.
Seven.
Wow. See, Nick, that's the problem with this country. We're coddling our children.
So, Nick.
I literally just drove back to New Jersey to watch my boys play. And now I'm driving out of work trip. I have another hour drive ahead of me. So
Wow. Okay. Perfect. So Nick, explain what it's like. I mean, has your kid seen anything ridiculous? Because we know that some pretty ridiculous things can go down in a Bills tailgate. How have you explained that to them?
You know, it's pretty fun. You know, you just drive in, park next to a family, and, you know, you just find your own business.
So you try to just avoid it. You play it smart. You find, like, all right, where's another family? We'll go next to them.
Yeah.
All right, Nick. Well, thanks for calling in this morning, and safe travels back, bud. All right.
Bye.
Ricky from Perry. Savage or sensible, bringing your 12-year-old to a Bills game and tailgate?
I got to say sensible.
Thanks,
I got
Ricky.
Three daughters myself. I've been a season ticket holder for 11 years. Uh-huh. I've brought them to plenty of tailgates. The tailgate's what you make. I've got playlists for the music that mm-hmm. is
right.
edited for kids.
Okay.
We still drink and have a good time and eat, but why are you going to pass up on some good daddy-daughter time
right.
because you're worried about one random idiot that might do something that offends you or your kid. If you raise your kids properly,
yes.
then they should know, like, when they see something, you simply turn to them and be like, we don't do things like that.
No,
but of
sure.
course
it's a good
that.
Learning experience, Rick.
Yeah, Rick, I like the way you do it. That makes great sense. It seems like you go kind of out of your way to make it more of a safe environment for kids. I think it's especially savage, though, in the instance of this mom that reached out to us, because I might be reading into it, but she did say that her husband wants to bring their 12-year-old daughter to, quote, his idiot friend's tailgate. Now, when she says idiot friend, I'm not guaranteeing that he's going to have children safe music and that the majority of the people around are going to be the idiot that you described.
Well, as a parent, you have to have a conversation with your friend and be like, hey, I'm bringing my kid. Let's tone it down and bring it back just a tad here.
You want to tell a Bills fan, a tailgater, to tone it down?
Well,
good luck with that, Breeze. Good luck with that.
You know, my thing is if you never did anything because you were worried about what could happen, you would never do anything.
Rick, no true words have ever been spoken, buddy. And Corey acts like they're going to be like passing the child around on a crowd surf. Like, it's not going to be that big of a deal.
I wouldn't be shocked. I'm sorry, but I wouldn't. I've seen the videos online. Hey, Rick, man, thanks for calling in this morning. Have a wonderful day.
Go Bill.
All right. Aaron from Henriette. All right, we've had a couple of dads check in. Aaron, do you have children?
I don't.
You do? Okay. All right. What are you going to say, savage or sensible?
It's sensible.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy. Wow.
Aaron, Rick, we just talked to Rick before this, and he said if you're worried about things of what could be and that held you back from doing things, you would never do anything.
So should you bring your kids to the strip club? Should you bring them to the bar? Should you bring them?
I've seen babies in bars.
Should you bring them to in the middle of the UFC octagon? I mean,
put some dirt on it.
So my dad took me to my first Bills game when I was 12, and I went in thinking that I was going to have a really great time, and that I was going to see a lot of adults having a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw a lot of adults embarrassing themselves, and I thought, like, hey,
really? So it did work. It gave you an example of what not to act like.
Exactly. Like, the first Bills game I went to, I got chairs spilled out in front of me as a 12-year-old, and I was like, wow, this really sucks. I never want to do it with somebody else. So it was like,
okay.
That
seemed, you must have been
reverse
a very
psychology.
You must have been a very mature 12-year-old.
I guess so.
Or you could look at those people and be like, wow, we're on the same maturity level. That says a lot about the Bills Mafia.
Well, I guess
exactly.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in this morning.
Yeah, of course. You guys have a good morning.
You too. Okay.
Thanks.
Bye. I just want to get this straight.
What?
Parenting advice from Breezy.
Yeah, I'm really cutting through to our listeners.
When your kid's 12 years old, make sure he gets beer spilled down the front of them, and they'll turn out to be a responsible adult. That's the logic we're going with here.
So, Corey, I actually have tickets to this Sunday's game.
You do?
You mind if I bring Mazer?
No, you're definitely not. Not happening.
I'm bringing him.
Look, you do you as a parent.
No judgment
not,
here.
Not from, for me.
From
not,
me. Not for me. Corey might be judging. Who knows?
Going to wait a little while. But up online, thank you for the votes, 98pxy.com.
What is
Let's
it, Corey?
Savage or sensible, bring your 12-year-old to a Bills game and tailgate. 71% say sensible.
Aha, parenting.com has never failed me yet.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale.
More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.